This is 92.1 WGHN, and welcome to another installment of The Wine Guy here on Grand Haven's favorite. We're being joined by Jeff Crutchmar. He is the sommelier out there at the Grand Haven D&W, and this is a show we started a couple weeks ago. People really seem to enjoy it. I think it's because people are talking about spirits and good times and things of that nature, which a lot of these beverages that you discuss, sir, bring along. And each week we talk, it's basically about pairings, but we give you a little history. And what are we pairing this week? What are we talking about this week?
Well, first of all, I think you're the one who enjoys this session more than anybody.
I'm not going to lie. Drinking at work is fun. But we do it in a very controlled manner.
That's correct.
You know, and we have a good time. And you learn a lot doing this, too.
Today, I have some hidden bargain wines that you will find that are great value.
Okay.
So the first one that we have is St. Hilaire. It is a sparkling wine. Now, why do I call it a sparkling wine and not champagne? Mm-hmm. Well, because it's not made in Champagne, France, which is by the vinographic laws has to be made in champagne to be called champagne. That's why you'll see Corbel is called the California champagne wine and not quote-unquote champagne, because technically it cannot be called champagne. So this is a sparkling wine made exact same way as any other champagne. And this right here is called Saint Hilaire. It is made by the monks of the abbeys. It is still today made by the monks of the abbeys. And this was Thomas Jefferson's favorite wine. Now, this wine was planted, the grapes were planted 100 years before Dom Perignon was even planted. And this is the reason that champagne and most of your wine come in bottles, because Thomas Jefferson wanted to share this wine with friends. And if you remember, we had a conversation before back in the day, they used to come in the big wooden flask, and that's how they would come over to the United States, and then they would just pull out the punks, and then that's how, put in the spigot, and that's how they would pour it. Well, Thomas Jefferson wanted a way to be able to share it with his friends, so they ended up coming out with the champagne bottles.
So we owe that to good old Tom.
That's right. So it is the oldest sparkling wine in the world. In my opinion, and in a lot of other people's opinion, this is better than Vu, better than Moët, and better than Chandon. And it is only $15.99 a bottle.
$15.99.
Where can you find a champagne under, you know, $50 anywhere? And this thing is phenomenal for mimosas, for any celebrations that you have where you want to open up a nice bottle of sparkling wine. This is perfect. So I poured you a little glass there.
Take a little whiff here.
And then you were kind of wondering why the aroma was coming in here way earlier from the microwave and stuff. I went ahead and we're pairing that up with none other than popcorn. Now, I know that's not the pairing that most people would think about it.
I am intrigued.
But it is very good, nice butter, because you have to remember that the grapes is mainly a Chardonnay-based grape. And if you know buttery Chardonnay, a lot of people like the buttery Chardonnay. Well, that's what you're going to pull out with the popcorn.
Okay, so I'm going to take a take a sip clean first.
Take a sip clean first, how you would like it that way.
Okay, so you know it's fizzy, it's sparkles, it's happy, and but now I'm very curious about this this pairing.
But what about the taste? How do you like the taste on that?
Oh, I did. It's grape. It was very grape, very grapey, more grapey than anything you've given me. So it's very grapey. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. All right, so now let's try this popcorn here. Take a little sip. Is that a bit or what? So when the wine hits the popcorn, it just, let's see, what's the word? I don't want to say blows up, but it makes the popcorn seem like the popcorn's just getting huge in your mouth.
Right.
And it just, boom, hits it.
Right. And you get that nice buttery coat feeling in there.
Yeah.
It kind of coats in with the wine. It's really good. At Costco, I would used to sell a pallet and a half of that over a weekend. And remember, one pallet is 52 cases, mm-hmm. and that is a 12-bottle case.
For the value at less than $16 a bottle. Mm-hmm. And also, like, if you show up with it, it shows you that you kind of know what you're doing if you bring it. It tastes very good, and it goes very good with the popcorn. Yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. It's a great wine. I'm glad we have it at D&W. Now we're going to move on to the red wines.
Okay.
So now the first one I have here is the Fonterra After Midnight. And this is from Conchitore, Chile.
Mm.
Now, Conchitore is a very good house down there in Chile. And the thing about these wines and any wine if you want to value is if you go down South America, it's because of the economic difference. And think of it in today's world with, mm-hmm. With the economics the way it's going, a very good wine at a good price is kind of a little hard to find.
Yeah.
This one here runs at $5.49 a bottle.
$5.49 a bottle.
That's correct.
There
now,
you go.
Here's the thing. People automatically assume right now, they're thinking, oh, it's a cheap wine.
They're thinking Thunderbird. Mm. They're thinking Strawberry Hill. And you're going, no,
Yeah. Boomsville Farm. No. Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Take a sip there. So let me just give you a little education on the economics of the background.
School
here
me, sir.
In Chile. Is they go ahead in South America, if the property down there is cheaper, the labor down there is cheaper. So they would take this and you put that, in contrast with the California, mm-hmm. you would be paying probably about anywhere between 15 to 20 bucks for this bottle of wine, the mm-hmm. same bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the economic difference, we get it at $5.49, and this is a D&W exclusive.
Okay.
You only find this at D&W and at this price. Now, you had your taste?
Yeah. It's smooth. That's smooth. I got a little smoky on that. I had a hint of smoky on it. Smooth, but strong. But I could have quite a good time with this, I would say.
Yeah. This is a 50% Cab, 50% Merlot blend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really good. Now, try that with the cheesy here that we have. We have the spread cheese with some of the gourmet crackers.
And again, this is smoky bacon cheese spread. And all this stuff that we're talking about is available D&W. And then these are Toasteds crackers. All right, here we go. We're going to have a little cheese spread here.
All right. Here. Got a little smokiness out of the nose.
A little smokiness in the snoot, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, put that back there. All righty, so we'll take a little bite of this, then we'll have some of the wine.
Now, this wine here, I usually tell people, this is a 3 to 7 o'clock wine, okay? What that means is that if you're going to sit out on the porch, just you want something right after work, something a little soft, something that's not going to be heavy and fill you up, and something that's going to be really good, have a lot of flavor, and then be able to use it with a meal so that it coats your meal and it goes ahead and complements your meal.
Oh, yeah.
This is the type of wine.
Oh, yeah. Because like I mentioned, the smoky. So we had the smoky here mm-hmm. in the cheese, but very smooth. And then it kind of gave it like a little light taste at the end
yes.
when it went through. Just like a little
spark.
I should really probably study my wine terms, but it's a light. You'll know it when you taste it. But no, that's very good because the wine by itself is very smoky, but not overly smoky.
Right.
And I imagine that's because of the barrels and the oak or whatnot. But very good. You mentioned Chile, and I think sometimes people think to themselves, "Well, I've never heard of South American wines." Explain just to grow the grapes for wine, you have to have a certain climate because all these places you talk about, like Italy mm-hmm. and South America and California, they're all in the kind of the arid climates is where the grapes grow. Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And they're all on the same latitude, as the as they go from Chile, Argentina, and believe it or not, Brazil.
Mm.
Brazil in the Santa Catalina area, right there. They're all around the 45-degree parallel, and that's on the southern part of the hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as on the 45 and the 45th parallel in the northern hemisphere, which is where a lot of your French and your Italian,
butter.
And, of course, our 45th parallel vineyard mm-hmm. up in Michigan
mm-hmm.
is right along that same path. And they want the higher altitude, a little cold. So you want them during the daytime to be nice and warm so that the grapes expand. And then at night when it gets a little chilly, where the grapes contract,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a heartbeat, and it really strengthens the mm-hmm. grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. You want that nice heartiness in there. And as you can tell, this is just a little bit soft.
Yeah.
It's not too big.
It's not overpowering by any stretch of it. This is kind of thing that would get away from you in an afternoon. yeah. What,
exactly. That's why I call it the 4 to 7 o'clock.
Well, it's 3 to 7. Obviously, you're taking an hour off. It's a little stronger.
Daylight saving time. So,
yes.
We have the 3 to 7 o'clock. It fits perfectly into there, out on the porch, having that just before dinner, with dinner. Now, once we get done with dinner, now we want something heartier.
Yeah.
Something that we don't have to kind of like pair up with these stuff. And with that, we went to the Finest Reserve, the Heritage Collection. And this is the Cabernet Sauvignon. And this is D&W's brand label. This is our label. And this is our wine that we have made strictly for D&W. On my website, which is straight from the bottle, if you go onto there, you'll see I literally did a side-by-side comparison. So we had four brands there: Heritage, which is the D&W, the Aldi's, and the Sam's, as well as Meijer. And we did a side-by-side comparison, and I had a guest on who was a pretty novice, you know, drinker. And the winner actually came out the Heritage, one from D&W. This, in my opinion, we have three. We have a Chardonnay, we have a Pinot Noir, and then we have this Cabernet. Out of all three of those, for $11.99, I think the Cabernet by far is worth more than the price point.
All right.
So,
take a whiff here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. This is good. It's got a little pepper in it. Little. It's a step up from the other. It's not as... not as heavy as that last one. Oh, this is nice. I enjoy this. Again, another afternoon down the drain. But this is very good. But it's smooth. Everything you've brought today is not. It's not boom. It's not.
Not a punch.
Not a
punch in the face.
Not
a punch. It's a little bit subtle stuff. I feel this is a little heavier than the last one. My opinion.
Yeah, and your palate is different than mine.
That's correct.
Yes, because that last one to me was a little heavy. This one's a little lighter. So.
Now, taste that one with the cheese that you had from the last one.
All right.
And see that. And we also have, of course, your favorite, the chocolate kisses in here. And then I also brought in a little maple bourbon caramel, which we'll go ahead and jump into those here quickly. Now, again, with the toasted crackers and the cheese.
Oh, I like that. It makes it very light at the end. When it hits it, I left a little cheese in my mouth. When it went through, it hit it, and it just made it feel very light and very airy. And I like that very much. I'm going to come back to that. I want to, because I want to try the other. So this is this maple. What is this?
That
bourbon?
Is the yes. That is the maple bourbon caramel.
All right. So I can still taste it in my mouth. Wow. Okay. So these just look like caramels, but they've used bourbon to make them.
That's correct. It's got a bourbon. It's got bourbon in there.
Okay. And again, these are available at D&W. There you go.
Now with that, I'm going to pour also a little bit of the champagne in your glass there.
I'll try that first.
I would try that. Just to kind of see.
Well, that's good caramel. That was a great day in the studio, folks. All right, here we go. That was cool. It, again, the best way I can equate it, you know when you're a kid and you have popcorn and you have a soda and it does that thing?
Yep.
It does it, but it's different. And it's got a sweet on the end of it. And it made this, because this was sweet, but that made this, I'm pointing to my face. People out there are like, what the hell is he talking about? It makes the caramel sweeter.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the red here.
Now, when you try it with the red, the big cab.
So I took a chew, and then the flavor changed again. It was kind of it was very sweet, but now it's a more pronounced sweetness. It's not sweeter. It's just you get deeper into the sweetness.
Right. Mm. What about any of that bourbon flavor comes out with it, even the maple? Does it come out a little bit more?
That because now there's that little, I know ethanol is what we talked about, but that there's that little bit of in it. That little, we got to quit doing hand gestures on the show. But it has that very pronounced. Yep. You can tell it's in there.
Yep.
All right, I want to try the chocolate. I tell you. All right.
So all of these, like I said, are great value, are hidden secrets, and are widely available at D&W. Like I said, the Fonterra is an exclusive, as well as the Heritage are exclusive to D&W. The St. Hilaire you can find in a lot of stores. They range anywhere between the $13 up to, I've seen it at $17 to $19, but just a phenomenal one.
Oh, that was good.
And there's your chocolate Cabernet.
Well, you told me like chocolate and wine go together, naturally go together.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
And that was a Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, wow. That makes it. I mean, this is just a Hershey's Kiss. It's not like it's some super duper. It's like you bite into it and it gets bigger and you're going deeper and deeper into the chocolate. It makes it just kind of coat your whole mouth. Wow. Food science here on the old show. Again, these wines that we're talking about are all available at the Grand Haven D&W. We're a little ahead here on time. Did you want to talk about tariffs and wine? You want to get into that or you want to hold off on that?
Oh, sure. We can go get into that. I mean, a lot of people are starting to get on edge about that. Mm-hmm. And I just have to let them know that we just have to relax a little bit. A lot of your distributors as well as your importers, there's a three-tier system here. So we have an importer, distributor, and then your retailer. So they do have a lot of back stock. They do have inventory. So you won't see that for probably about another month and a half. You'll have to remember D&W has to deplete what inventory we have, and then we have to get it from our distributors. So they'll have to deplete what they have, and then they'll have to call their importer and get it from them, which will have to deplete what they have. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a little bit of time. Hopefully, and I knock on wood with that, we'll get things straightened out and settled, with that. But give it a month, 2 months before, if nothing's changed by then, at that point, then it's be something to look into.
Yeah.
But for right now, like I said, I would kind of wait just a little bit.
Yeah.
Things are still fresh.
Yeah. And then the other thing you could do is just buy these wines that are reduced price. Again, none of these wines, I think the most expensive one was $16, correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's the same. All right. And D&W is also running up until the 19th. You go online at shopdnwfreshmart.com/wine, and then we have up to 60% off sale.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're worried about the tarot, now we're getting 60% off.
Yeah.
So we have that going on. Now, these wines may or may not be on there. I haven't checked all the way through, but they do have a whole bunch of selections, even some you don't see in the store. You order that online. I will get the order request. I will put it together. I will have the distributor bring in what we don't carry on the shelf. And then we will call you. And then you pay for it then when you pick it up, not prior to. You pay for it when you pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have it at the customer service desk for you.
Okay. And we'll put that code again up on our Facebook page. And we're going to continue our contest that we've been doing here since we started the show. So what you can do is you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/921WGHN. Sometime on Thursday, we will put the show up there. You can listen to it anytime you want then. And then all you have to do is just like the post. Just like the post. And then what we will do is at the close of business Friday, we will randomly pull one of the likes, somebody's name, and then they will get a custom fruit basket from the good folks at the Grand Haven D&W. Why are we doing that? Because Jeff wants you to come out to the store. He wants you to see what they have. He wants you to go through all their selections, see all the wines, the bourbons, the beers, all the great stuff that they have, and you get a free fruit basket as well. And if you are selected, you can go pick it up that weekend after the show airs. He's Jeff Crutchmark. He is the sommelier out there at the Grand Haven D&W. I'm Jesse Bruce, and this is The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN.